Did you know that every thought that you think literally shapes how your life becomes? It literally shapes the outcomes you get. It literally shapes how you think, how you do things. It literally all starts in the mind. That's what I'll be unpacking today, also with a revelation I got particularly on this. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Asina Zokos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So welcome to it, beloved, yet another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing, for sharing, and we are growing immensely as a family. So thank you. And if you're new here, welcome. We believe that your life will never be the same again. We believe that you will be transformed and that God will reveal himself as you listen to the episodes. So thank you so much, family. We are growing. And yeah, this week is yet another week where we unpack the word, where we talk about daily things that we go through, you know, and just getting God's opinion on these particular things. And remember, God's opinion is in God's word. It's in the Bible. So that's how we basically just look at things through the lens of the word of God here at Deeply Rooted. So as I said in the intro, thoughts, everything that you think about literally has the ability to shape your entire life, has the ability to shape your future, your wellness, your mental health. It all starts in the mind. And I remember I got a revelation about a particular scripture, which will be the center or the main scripture that we refer to in today's episode. So it's basically found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. So it reads as follows. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I'll read it one more time. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So I got a revelation about this scripture, you know, in my walk with God. I think it was a year ago or 2 years ago, but I was just basically just studying this word and it was unpacked to me by the Holy Spirit. You know, the way I got to see it and view the scripture became way different after I got this revelation, right? So we consume so many things, right? Especially us young people. We are always on our phones, or we're always at work. We're always at school. We're always having conversations with our friends, with our families. So we consume so many things, right? And the more you consume something, the more it shapes how you see the world, how you view the world, how you think about certain things, right? But this scripture says we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So we need to be very careful, right? With everything that we consume and absorb from the conversations we have, even from people we love, even from things that we consume on social media, even from things that we consume at work or at school, we need to be very careful, because this scripture gives us a command that we need to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So anything that you're told, anything that you consume from the media, anything that you consume from, you know, your friends, your family, or wherever, you need to be very careful, because the enemy can capitalize on these things and make them take center stage above the knowledge of God. So basically what the scripture is saying, that we need to demolish any argument, any pretension, anything that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So if anything wants to be above God's opinion or be above what the word of God says, we need to look at that very clearly and we need to demolish it. We need to be very aggressive when it comes to those kind of things. For example, I can give like basic examples, you know, anything like any opinion, you know, that speaks of situations where there's no hope, or situations where there's no room for faith, or situations where things seem impossible. Anything that, you know, fuels the idea that it's impossible, there's no room for faith, there's no room for hope, there's no room for growth, the situation can't change. Those things literally speak contrary and against what God says in his word, right? So anything, any argument, any idea, anything that just goes against what the word of God says, we need to bring it down. We need to demolish it. This word, this scripture says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So anything, any opinion, any idea, whether you're in a tricky situation, you know, let's say you're in a tricky situation and it seems impossible. It seems like it's dry and nothing can come out of it. We need to always go back to the word of God. I always say this to people. No matter what people say to you, no matter what a situation looks like, look at the word of God. What does the word of God says about the situation? For example, I had an episode, you know, in previous weeks that spoke about how God specializes in new beginnings. And that particular scripture is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, I think 43, actually. Yes. So that scripture says God makes a way in the desert, streams in the wasteland, right? So it means that God is able to revive a very dry situation. So where a situation seems dry, where there seems like there's no hope, where it seems like it's impossible, remember what the word of God says. The word of God says in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, with man this is possible, but with God all things are possible, right? And for example, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, it's one of my favorite, actually. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him, right? So this is the main point, or this is the crux of our belief as Christians. It's faith, right? Anything that says, no, there's no need to have faith, it's impossible, we know that that goes against the knowledge of God, because we know what God's word says and we know God's opinion on every situation. Every situation can literally be revived again. Anything that's dead can live again, you know, because God literally is the God of life. God literally brings back the dead, you know. So this basically just shows that in whatever situation, whether your friends just want you to accept reality, because people can say that, you need to look at the reality of the situation, you need to look at the situation for what it is. And I mean, that's true, you know, that is true in some instances. But the first thing that needs to take center stage and that needs to rule in your mind needs to be what the word of God says. Don't take what people say and make it your reality. Take what the word of God says and make that your reality, because that's God's opinion. And this scripture today says that we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So it's very, very important to take those thoughts captive. And it says in the second part of the scripture, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So you need to be very cautious and you need to be very mindful of the thoughts that come to your head. If you can see that this thought goes against the word of God, this thought goes against what God says in his word, we need to take it captive immediately. We need to demolish it and actually use the word of God and look at the word of God to say, you know what? This is not what the word says. The word of God says nothing is impossible. The word of God says we need to always have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. The word of God says he's a God who literally specializes in new beginnings. He's a God who makes available water in the wasteland, in the desert. He makes available water. You know, so any dry situation, anything that seems impossible and dead, God can literally raise it up. God can literally revive it. So we need to always be careful and we need to be very mindful of what is brought into our heads and what we consume and everything that we consume. Things that we see on social media, that, you know what, you need to have a certain timeline. If you're not married at this time, then there's no hope for you. Look at what the word of God says. You know, the Bible says in one of my favorite scriptures in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, it says, God is able, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine, right? So anything, at any time, whatever you imagine, whatever you hope for, God can do exactly that. God can do exactly that. So social media can tell you that, no, you're running out of time, nothing, like everything is just dry, nothing can literally be revived, like there's no hope in this situation. Remember what the word of God says. The word of God says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So in order for us to be able to do this, obviously we need to know what the word of God says. And I've always emphasized this, and in earlier episodes in this podcast I remember speaking about the importance of knowing the word of God, because you cannot know what's God's opinion and what's not God's opinion if you don't know God's word, right? So it's extremely important for you to know what the word of God says. It's extremely important for you to know that, you know what, the word of God says this, this, and that, right? So you need to be someone that studies the word of God. You need to be able to sit down and study and unpack the word of God, right? Because that is the sword of the spirit. When the enemy attacks with thoughts that go against the word of God, you will be able to use the sword of the spirit to literally, you know, debunk and go against the myths and the fake things that the enemy plants into your head. Because anything that's not the word of God, anything that's not God's opinion, that thing is a myth, that thing is fake. The real thing, the truth, is the word of God. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. So And it goes for everything, you know, like the enemy can literally capitalize on things that we hear on the news, things that we see on social media, people's opinions and all of that. He can literally capitalize on all of that. It's very important for us to be very mindful of the things we consume and be very mindful of the things that we allow to take center stage in our minds. And we need to make sure that it is the word of God that literally takes center stage in our hearts, in our minds and in our everyday interactions, right? And this goes as far as even people telling you or suggesting alternatives to God and to God's sovereignty and to God's ability, right? For example, the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 to 21 says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come." So this scripture just shows God's authority, Christ's authority, that he's above all rule and authority, power and dominion, right? So he's literally the, I don't know, like he's sovereign, basically. That's just the word I can put. He's sovereign, he's omnipotent, and nothing goes against him. Nothing is above him. No one is above him. No power, no principality, no other alternative compares to God, right? And we know, for example, if we're Christians, we know that it's a fact that no one can go to God except through Christ. So you have to go through Christ in order to have a relationship with the Father, right? So it can go as far as the enemy. Like, for example, if you're going through a very tough situation and someone in your family might suggest that, actually, I know that you're a person that believes in Christ, but maybe you can try this, maybe you can try that, it won't hurt. But we need to cast those down, because this scripture says, again, I'll go back to it, we need to demolish every argument and pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, right? We know who God is. We know that God has all power and all dominion, and he's able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine, right? So any alternative offered to God, any alternative, you know, except Christ, except God, except the Holy Spirit, all of those things, we need to demolish them. We need to be aggressive, like with those kind of opinions, like when people in your life, whether they mean well or not, but we need to bring them down, and we need to remember what this word says, because anything can be idolized, whether it's people's opinions, whether it's other alternatives, we can literally make an idol of anything, right? So we need to know what the word of God says about God, about who God is, about what God is able to do, about the kind of situations we find ourselves in, the possibilities. We need to know what the word of God says. And also, when it comes to us, this one is very crucial, right? Opinions when it comes to who we are, our identity, what we're capable of, what we are worthy of, right? We need to know what the word of God says about us. You know, the word of God says we are more than conquerors in Christ. The word of God says we are the righteousness of God in Christ. The word of God says whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. The word of God says we were bought at a price, right? We have a high value in Christ. When we're in Christ, he has taken our nature onto him, and he has given us his nature through the work that he's done on the cross. So we need to know all of those things about, you know, what is, what it means, you know, to be a new creation in Christ, what it means for us that we have now a new identity, you know, because so many things, the enemy can literally plant so many ideas in your head that if you've done this, if you've done that, or if you're in this situation, then it means you're less worthy, you're unworthy. But remember that no one is worthy. Only Christ made us worthy. When we're in him, then we are worthy of everything. Then every promise that is made in the Bible, every promise that is made in the Word, when we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we are beneficiaries of those promises. You know, so it makes it very clear in scriptures like that, that we, you know, we are literally, our value is in Christ. Our value is not what in what we have, in what we don't have, in what we haven't achieved. Our value is solely in Christ, you know, because we were bought at a price and our value is in Christ, you know. So we are more than conquerors. We are able, you know, we are loved, we are valued, we are treasured. You know, there's a scripture that says we are a royal priesthood, God's most prized possession, you know. So that speaks to identity. It speaks to who we are at the core, that when God looks at you, he looks at the apple of his eye. He sees someone who's worth dying for. You know, I mean, someone once said something so beautiful that even if you were the only person on earth, Jesus was still going to die for you because he loves you that much. You're loved, you're treasured, you're worth to be pursued. There's nothing impossible for you. And those promises literally can come alive in your life because you're a child of God and you've been given that, you know, title by Christ, by literally accepting Christ into your life. So it's very crucial and very important, you know, to know what the word of God says about you and who you are in Christ, your identity in Christ, what you're able to achieve in Christ, you know. So it's very important to know those things as opposed to the opinions and the things that we're given, you know, as alternatives, you know. So it's very, very important. It's extremely important to know who we are, to know what the word of God says about us, our identity, to know what the word of God says about who God is and what he's able to do, to know what the word of God says about the situations we're in and the possibilities, the endless possibilities, because God is a God of endless possibilities. He's able to do above, you know, exceedingly above, abundantly, what we can ask, think, or imagine. Literally, he can blow our minds. Whether a situation looks dry and dead, God is able to revive it and raise it up. We need to know those things. We need to stand on the word of God and know that it is truth. And it's not just words that are written for affirmations. No, it's not just that. It's literally power. You know, there's a scripture in the word of God that says that, you know, the word of God is alive and active. You know, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's able, you know, to literally... It separates bone and marrow. So it's literally power. The word of God carries power. That's why when you believe the word of God, you see it happening in your life. You see the impossible, the unusual happening in your life, because that's what you believe about the word of God, as opposed to believing the limitations that people feed into your head, you know, about who you are, where you come from. Remember, none of that defines you. What defines you is the endless possibilities you are able to see and experience in your life because you're a child of God, because you're a recipient of the promises in the word of God, because God spoke those promises to his children, and you've also been brought into the family of God through Christ and now are his child, you know. So it's very important for us to know these things, and also how to handle different situations, you know, because someone might tell you that, you know what, if someone does you wrong, you need to get revenge and you need to be as spicy and match their energy. And someone actually wrote on social media recently that you need to be careful of following these kind of trendy things that people say on social media, like matching someone's energy, you know, because you could be matching a demonic energy because you don't know what that person's spirits and what, you know, inspires them or encourages them to act the way they act. So you need to be governed by the word of God, because you know what the word of God says, that vengeance belongs to God. And trust me, guys, I could literally have a whole series on how God has fought for me when I decided not to fight for myself. You know, God is literally, God's revenge is the best kind of revenge. Like, that is literally one thing I can say to you. There's never been a time where God hasn't fought for me. There's never been a time where I haven't seen God's vengeance in action. So we know that literally anything that happens, it doesn't mean that we need to be pushovers and allow people to walk all over us. Yes, obviously, when you need to, call people into order, tell people what they need to hear, right? But always do it in a way that is in line with the word of God. Always tell people, always call people out. And even the Bible says that we need to speak up against injustices. We need, like, just because we're Christian doesn't mean that we should let people walk all over us. But the way we do it shouldn't be matching their energy or doing it in the way they're doing it. We need to be governed by how the word says we need to address certain things, because we should address certain things. You know, it's not everything that we should give to, I mean, reverse and actually correct myself. Everything, literally, we need to do it with God and through God and how God wants us to do it, right? But we need to always remember what the word of God says about how to deal with certain situations, you know. So it's absolutely important. It's extremely important for us to know what the word of God says on how to deal with situations. And for example, knowing that we need to always come from a place of love, because above everything, more than anything, the most important thing in the word of God is said to be love, you know. So it's absolutely, absolutely at most important to know the word of God and to know what it says, and to make sure that when we know the word of God, we need to then, whatever else opinion, whatever else thing and thought that is fed into our heads by social media or just anyone at school, at work, in our lives, we need to make sure that if it contradicts the word of God, we keep this scripture into mind. You know, the scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, I'll read it one more time. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So anything anything contradicting the word, how we need to do things, how we need to believe, you know, what we need to believe about the situations we find ourselves in, what we need to believe about God and who He is, what we need to believe about ourselves, our identity, anything that contradicts what the Word of God says about that, we need to be aggressive and bring it down and take it captive to make it obedient to Christ, right? We need to take it captive, and taking it captive is literally recognizing that, you know what, this thought is not from God. It doesn't stand in line. It is not in line with the Word of God. It is not aligned with the Word of God. So I take it down and I replace it with what the Word of God says. And you need to speak the Word of God, and you need to believe the Word of God more than anything, more than just speaking words. Remember that this is power and you can see it coming alive. So speaking the Word of God and seeing it coming alive, then that will literally just demolish and debunk every myth, every lie, every fake thing that has been said to you by people and by social media and by everything, you know. And this is actually a very, it's tricky to do this, beloved, because we live in a world where we are literally consuming content, like whether it's at work, whether it's through conversations, through TV. It's literally easy to take opinions of the world, opinions that go against the Word of God, and think that they're normal. For example, I'll just bring up a conversation, like something that I was talking to my friends about, that they were saying that all men cheat, for example, right? All men cheat. And that is something that has become like the universal language or the universal belief of what people believe, right? But we need to remember what the Word of God says, that when anyone is in Christ, God works inside of that person. And really believe the impossible, believe what is impossible, because in the human mind, it is impossible. In what we're seeing in society, it is impossible. But remember that whatever you want from God, if you want a partner that doesn't cheat on you, remember what God promises. God says what's impossible with man is possible with God. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever ask, think, or imagine. So those limitations, those kind of things that make you believe that, okay, this is the standard of the world and this is how it is and it can never be anyhow, then it's okay, you can follow that. But just remember that it's not in line with the Word of God, because we believe in a God who's able to give us above what we ask, think, or imagine, right? So it's very, very crucial. It's very, very crucial. And it's something we need to pray about. It's something we need to trust God for, because in our own strength, in our own power, we might not be able to do it, because so many things are just fed into our, you know, our minds, so many lies, and then we end up believing those lies, you know. So it is at that time when God literally revealed that to me, that, you know what, in the midst of everything you're seeing, demolish every argument, every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. So more than anything, that's what I'm leaving with you this week, beloved, that have faith in the Word of God, study the Word of God, trust the Word of God, so that whatever thing that you consume, if it contradicts the Word of God, you are able to demolish it, you are able to take it captive and make it obedient to Christ. I'm praying for you, beloved. I know it's not something that's easy to do. I know that it's hard to believe what the Word of God says, especially when there's just so much noise about other people's opinions, other alternatives to God. But remember what the Word of God says, that we need to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we need to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray and I believe that God will help each of us to make this a habit. And in order to get into a habit, like, just be very mindful of the things that come into your mind. Everything that comes into your mind, be very mindful of it and remember and think, does this align with what the Word of God says about this situation? Does this align with what the Word of God says about me, who I am, my capabilities, my abilities? Does it align with what the Word of God says about who God is, His abilities, His capabilities? If it doesn't, be aggressive. Speak against it, speak the Word of God, and then you will see your life transformed. You will literally see the Word coming alive into your life. It's all about faith. It always starts in faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Anyway, we've come to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to literally share and just tell people about Deeply Rooted. And remember that there's so many other more podcasts under So It In Live. There's the SL Cabinet, there's Taking Rums by the Horns. So please do check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless. Oh,